In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. During this Palm Sunday Gospel, we see that finally Jesus is making his way up to Jerusalem. Everything that the Gospel has been building for is now about to happen. And as he enters Jerusalem, Jesus knows what awaits him. Jesus knows what's about to happen. Jesus knows that this is the most important week in human history. He knows that his death is approaching. He knows that he's about to be betrayed. He knows all the suffering is coming. And so, this is on his mind. In the midst of everything that's going on today, on Palm Sunday, this is one of the things that's on Jesus' mind, his death. There's all this celebration happening. He's entering the city in a very triumphal way. There's people calling him the Son of David, which is not something you say to just anybody. That means he's a royal figure. That means they're considering him as a king. That means they're considering him as the Messiah. And what's Jesus' attitude throughout all of this? He's doing this humbly. He's riding in on a donkey. And on one hand, it's showing us his humility, of course. On the other hand, it's showing us that he's coming to bring peace. Because a king riding in on a donkey is something we see from the Old Testament. For example, when the kingship of Israel was going through a tough time, Solomon came in on a donkey to show that he was bringing in peace and not more war. And so Jesus does the same thing. So on Jesus' mind is also the peace that he's about to bring to the soul of mankind. What we also see, I think what really stands out, for me personally at least, is where does Jesus go when he enters Jerusalem? After he makes this triumphal entrance, after there's all these people praising him, laying out branches for him, where does Jesus go? How does Jesus begin this week that we call holy? He goes straight to the temple. Straight to the temple, the place that's set apart for the worship of God, that's set apart for prayer, that's set apart as the place where man comes to meet God. And what does he do there? It's a very interesting scene. It's a very unique thing that we see from Jesus. He reacts to some people aggressively, even though we just recognize that he's riding in very humbly to bring peace. We see that Jesus is not a passive person. He acts in a very active way, in a very righteous way, even if it looks aggressive. And what does he do? He drives out those who are selling animals for sacrifice. While that's a necessary thing to happen, those who have studied scripture have come to know that this selling of animals was most likely being done in what's called the court of the Gentiles, one of the sections of the temple where Gentiles, who are non-Jews, would come from distant lands, make pilgrimage to come and pray. Even though they weren't Jews, some were still God-fearing. Some were still desiring to come and worship the one God of Israel. And so, after making journeys from faraway places, they ended up in a section of the temple that was being overtaken by those who were selling, and oftentimes selling in a corrupt way to make money, to profit. But Jesus goes in, and out of everything that's happening that week, on his mind is his death, on his mind is his suffering, on his mind is his betrayal. As heavy as all of that is, Jesus is concerned with what? How does he start this week? He goes and drives out the thing that's disturbing prayer. How important then is prayer? How important then is holiness? Brothers and sisters, this isn't something Jesus just did at that time. And it's not something for us to just sit back and observe and marvel at the fact that Jesus one time acted out of righteous anger. It's a calling for us to wake up and realize what this week is. What does it mean that we're calling this week Holy Week? What does the word holy mean? Who Jesus is? First of all, it's the thing that Jesus is most concerned with. It's who Jesus is. And it's who he invites us to be. To be holy, to be mqudsha, means to be set apart, to be something different, to be something unique. So on one hand, Jesus is telling us it's okay to look different. It's okay to act different. It's okay to not do what everyone else is doing. Something that we often fall into, a tendency, a temptation, we often fall into this feeling that we need to do what everybody else is doing, especially in this community. It's okay to be different. It's okay to take the narrow path. And what does that path look like once you take it? What does it look like to be different? Brothers and sisters, it looks like having on our minds what Jesus has on his mind: death and prayer. Death and prayer. Not something anyone would tell you, not something anyone would encourage you to think about on a regular basis. But the regular meditation on death prioritizes one's life. It shapes someone to know and go after what's truly important. That someone who regularly meditates on the fact that life is temporary and life is passing, that person knows how to live. That person knows how to love. That person knows what's worth it and what isn't. Someone who regularly meditates on prayer, someone who regularly sets times and places aside for devotion to prayer, that person knows the heart of God. That person knows the value of being a disciple of Christ. That person is willing and humble enough to have their mind and their heart changed by God and how he's worked throughout all of salvation history and still continues to work in the same way today with men and women who oftentimes turn away from him. And yet he still offers a hand to lift us up out of the mess that we create with ourselves through our sins. There's so many ways to pray. It's not just sitting there and saying certain words and formulas, brothers and sisters. There's ways to sit there and adore God. There's ways to sit there and be thankful for God and what he's given us in our lives. There's ways to sit there and confess and meditate on the sins that we've done and how we can improve and how loving God is for having forgiven those things. There's ways to sit there and ask God for what we need. Meditation on death and prayer. That's what shapes a person. And that's what Jesus was thinking about today when he entered Jerusalem. And it's what should be on our minds and our hearts as well, so that this week can be different than any other week of the year. Even though maybe our Lent wasn't the best, even though maybe we fell a couple times or broke our fasting promises, this week needs to be, for our sake, not for God's sake, but for our sake, different than any other week of the year. Because the things that happen during this week are different than anything that has happened in human history. And they make us different if we're willing to be transformed by them. We heard in the letter of St. Paul to the Romans that we need to be grafted into Christ. When you hold these branches today, remind yourself of that. Remind yourself that you're just one of the leaves, and without being grafted into the stem, into the roots, you have no life. You and I have no life if we're not grafted into Christ, if we don't have on our minds and on our hearts death and prayer, which were on the mind of Christ on this Palm Sunday. Amen.